Last time we explained a little bit about Passover, and I'm going to continue here again. Maybe we'll do again on Monday, just before Passover, or Thursday, we see. Because we need to know many, many details. So let's start with the idea of, I'm reading from The Gate of Meditation by Rabbi Isaac Luria, so, which is giving us a lot of details, which are quite important. It says that what happened because of the exile, it's called Galut, and we know that the Israelites went to Egypt and they went to Galut. Now, Galut means exile, and the exile was based on different type of reincarnation that the same people had to go through, and we know from the wasting of sperm from Adam, the people had to be reincarnated in the generation of Noah, in the generation of the Tower of Babel, and then being in Egypt to get purified. That's why the only one they killed was the boys, not the girls, because sperm has to come from a man, and that was the sin, that was the idea. So from Passover point of view, what's going on? So it's written from a spiritual point of view, the same thing happened in the physical level, the same thing happened in the spiritual level. So us, Israel, has to be small again, or baby again, if you wish. And the good news when you become as a baby, you go to your mother. Who's your mother in this case? Bina. What's the good news about it? She protects you. What's the bad news about it? You don't have any longer free will or anything like that. You are just being protected from the evil that, for the story, we call them Egypt and Pharaoh, just for the story point of view. But from the point of more the idea of spirituality or Sfirot, we talk about Ze'er Anpin went into Bina, and when he went into Bina, there is a specific structure, and he get from Bina what we call five chassadim and five gvorot. It's all together 10 type of energy that coming from the dot of Bina, if you really want to know more details. So he continue. And it say, again, I'm skipping the part that will not make it too difficult for everybody because of the short time we have for explanation. It say that the night of Passover, we have, because the baby now is in, become a fetus again, we have now small amount of light that revealed. That small amount of light revealed has a name. It's called katnut, smallness. And every time the meditation in the Seder is with the name Elohim, is related to the idea of katnut. Every time the name is Yud Kevav Kei, which means touch a gamaten, we relate to the idea of Gadlut. Okay? So you need to remember that. Yud Kevav Kei Gadlut, and Elohim is katnut. So it's like that. There is a different way to write the name Elohim. One in the level of Chokmah, one in the level of Bina, and one in the level of Da'at. So I'm going to explain it on the board in the best way I can, because it's quite complicated. And remember, I hope you can see it. Let me turn it around a little bit so you can see it. So first, to be familiar with, that's how you write Tat Shegametan Yud Kevavke. I don't know if you can see it with the green. I wish I had black. Maybe I write it here. Okay? And this is how you write Elohim. Okay, different name. This is for Katnut. This is for Gadlut. Two type of Gadlut. Two type of Katnut. All right? Now let's break it down. When you break it down, when you write the name Elohim and you break it down, you stretch it into the letter, then you take the letter Aleph, okay? Aleph, right? Because you're using the word for Elohim, right? And the way you write Aleph in Elohim, Aleph related to this, then Lamed, okay? Then you have A, then you have Yud, and then you have Mem. So the word Elohim is stretching into different way. Rabbi Isaac Luria is telling us a secret. He say the name Elohim in Katnut is written in three type of way. Actually four, if you really want to know. But the three style. One, look at that, everybody. This letter is the only one that changed. I'm taking it down. It's either written A-Yud, okay, or A-A or A-Aleph, as Rabbi Isaac Luria is telling us. All right? Now, look where it's really getting deeper. If you take the A-Aleph, the A-Aleph can be written in two ways. Let's make it even more difficult. If we take this Aleph and you break it into Yud, and you write the Chasadim, Yud, Vav, Yud, that's one Aleph, so it's with Yud, you see the Yud and Yud. Then the other one, as he's telling us, is Yud Vav Dalet. Yud, Vav, and Dalet. So you write the Aleph in a different way. When you write the Aleph in a different way, it's telling you what type of energy. So how many really Elohim there is here? So there is three type in general, because this relate to Chochmah, these relate to Binah, and these relate to Da'at. That is the bridge, Sfira, between the upper world to the lower world. Alright? So, the Da'at is divided to two. One is for Chasadim, one is for Gvorot. Did I lost you here? You want to ask me something? About that.
That is split into two.
It split depends how do you write the Aleph in that. Remember which Aleph we're talking about. The Aleph that comes from A and Aleph. You understand what I'm saying? This system coming from the middle of the word Elohim. Are you with me on that? It's complicated. I'm sorry for the people at home who are just joining us right now. It looked like, I don't know, we went to NASA University now. But it's a very serious. When you do the Seder, and I'm sorry if I'm getting deep on you right now, but it's important. Most people don't know what's going on during the Seder. It's important to know. So Elohim always has to do with Katnut. Yeah? Katnut. But the way you write Elohim, you either can do Eyud or A-A. Eyud is in Chokhmah. A-A is in Binah. A-Aleph is in Dad. But A-Aleph depends how you write the Aleph in the A-Aleph. If it's Yud Vav, Yud Vav Yud, you talk about the side of that, it's called Chasadim. If it's Yud Vav Dalet, you talk about the Gvurot of that. I don't mind to repeat it all night until, because without this will be clear, will be difficult to move on. I'm sorry for the Facebook people who are not into deep stuff. It's very deep tonight, I'm sorry. Any question? Okay, so because everything is katnut, why is it only playing Chokhmah, Binah, V'Da'at? mean to ask it, right? I'll tell you why. Good question. Because Ze'er Anpin went where now? Where did he go for vacation?
To
Bina. So because Ze'er Anpin went up to Bina, which part of Bina is going to meet? Chokhmah, Bina, Vadat. Good? Chokhmah, Bina, Vadat. Which is actually, if you really want to know, listen carefully. This is Er Netzach Od Yesod. Which means the Netzach Od and Yesod are the room for the Chokhmah, Bina, Vadat of Ze'er Anpin to go in. You get it? He coming from below. He's above. So he has to match a certain type of energy. So Er Netzach is his Chokhmah. Er Od is his Bina. Er Dat is his, I'm sorry, Er Yesod is his Dat. Is that clear? Is the door open? Did you do the thing? Okay, so that's really what taking a place. Come join us, please. Join us, Yudan Michal. It's important. You can just sit. So Netzach Od Yesod of Bina is dressing into Chokhmah Bina Vadat of Ze'er Anpin. Because it's in Galut, because it's in Katnut, that's actually what's taking a place. Okay? So this is the, when we say about Katnuyot, when we say about Katnuyot, that's actually what we're getting into. Now, why the Da'at split to two? Because in Da'at you have two types of energy. Chasadim and Gvorot. Chasadim coming as a right column. Gvorot coming as a left column. So when you have Chasadim, you have Yud Vav Yud. When you have Gvorot, you have Yud Vav Dalet. Join us. You can join us if you want. You can bring your own water or something. No problem. That's really what's going on here. Should we continue? That by itself is a new revelation for you. New revelation, like the first time you ever heard it. You like it? It's exciting you? How about you? You get it for the first time? You don't get it yet? So ask me. Second time? Okay. Last time you didn't get it well?
I thought I got it, but...
Now you get it better.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Now, Amatzah, that's the evening. So you have Katnuyot. So this is all the time of the Katnuyot before Pesach. Amatzah, the matzah itself, what is matzah? Well, now we don't talk about physical, of course. That's difficult. That's why study is very difficult. A matzah, shtes mochin, anikraim chokma vebina, vafal pishem sekadut, en shubachizah la klipa. Interesting about the matzah. The matzah is also katnut. So we will be worried that the klipot now will capture it. Tell us the Ari. אף הפי שהם של קטנות, אין שום אחיזה אל הקליפה. The קליפה will not capture. Will not capture. The מצה, because what do we call the מצה if it's really kasher? We call it מצה שמורה. What is שמורה? שמורה mean kept or guarded. A guarded מצה. So when you buy a matzah, you buy guarded matzah. Oh, I'm looking at some people here. You have Kahalani and Mitch Dessa. Mitch Dessa, I didn't see you for a while. So that's what happened to the matzah. So the matzah itself is shmua, which means guarded, but it's on the guarded, like we say that it's supposed to be a guard over the wheat. It doesn't get, yes, also from that point of view, yes, but it's more than that. Guarded matzah, that she's guarded from the klipot and the damager. And because that night is a unique night that nothing, no negativity can enter the holiness. So it's very, very important. And that's why we when we say matzah, if you add the number of matzah, it will be 72 plus 63. Same gematria. Because matzah is 90 plus 40 is 135. 135, it's 72 and 63. What is 72? The name of God in what level? Chokhmah, very good. Very proud of you. In Binah, what's the number? The rest, 63. Easy. So you had 72 and 63, which is related to Chokhmah and Binah. That's why the whole night is Yud Kei. How many steps there is in the Agada? 15. Very good, 15. 15 is, what number is this in Yud Kei Vav Kei? Yud Kei. What is Yud Kei in the Yud Kei Vav Kei? Chokhmah and Binah. Chokhmah and Binah, very good. So Chokhmah and Binah. So this whole evening, they start getting how important is the Seder and what people are missing. Now, how do you tell all your friends to be here? How do you tell all your friends? You know, it's like the life depends on it. People do Seder and other matzah ball soup. What a waste of time. So do it on Thanksgiving. Your matzah ball soup, enough with this matzah ball soup and tradition. And my mother cooked this, and my dad did this, and my wife did this, and the salad is good. Forget the food, eat it on a different night. Come and grasp this old thing that can arrange everything for you. And don't come because you think, okay, I'm coming. It's working. You have 3 hours of intense study and work doing the Seder. There's no rest there. Like, God bless Debbie, she invited a person who never had been here. So, he's my client, and I saw him. I said, it's very kind of your wife to invite you to Passover. She invited you to Passover? You're going to come up with all this meditation. It's going to blow your mind. The person looked at me and said, okay, if you don't want me to come, I'm not coming. I said, no, relax. I just need to sit with you and explain to you. It takes 2.5 hours to make you understand. Otherwise, it's a dinner. If you don't know what's going on, it's a dinner. But when you know what's going on, oh my God, this is endless. So, why every human being has to have 3 matzot? Why not 4? Why not 1? Echad Elokeinu. The matzah is the letter A. Letter A. And the letter A, now we need to know which letter A. Is the letter A of Yud Kei Vav Kei? Or we're talking about the letter A of Elohim, because it's Katnut. So it's got to be Katnut Elohim. So we're only related to the A. So now the A can be built a different way. I have to wipe it, I'm sorry. There's no other color, huh? It will be black. Everybody who can see it at home. Good job. When you take the letter A, that's how you write A, you have 2 types of A. You have the way you write it. It looks like Dalet and Vav. Other way, you have Dalet and Yud. And other way, you have like that. This is like the 2 Vav and another Vav. So it will be 3 Vav. Okay? Dalet and Yud and Dalet and Vav. Now, Dalet and Yud, as you study earlier, okay, is Chokhmah. Again, it's always Chokhmah bin Adad, so you make your life easier. Always Chokhmah, the whole night is Chokhmah bin Adad. Why? Because Aaron been going back to his mom. And when he's going back to his mom, okay, is Chokhmah bin Adad meet Er Netzach Od Yesod all day long, all evening. That's what's going on. Once you understand it, then everything is clear. Okay? So the letter 3 Vav is Da'at. Okay? And Dalet and Vav, Bina. So you have the 3 matzot, and you have to think it like that. whatever matzot you have, three matzot, you put the three matzot one on top of each other. You can take a towel. You don't need to have special machine or anything like that. You can take a towel and you put the upper matzah and you say, this is my dalet yud, this is my dalet vav, this is my vav vav vav. If your family together, then you do arrangement like this for your family. One family has to have one arrangement, you know? So it's for group. You do it for the group together. So again, dalet yud the top, because it's chokmah, dalet vav the second, and vav, vav, vav. Good. Now, how do you use them? Now we're getting deeper. When you want to do a motzi, you take a small piece from the upper matzah, and you meditate that the small piece is the yud from the dalet yud. You getting it? How do you build the matzah? Chokhmah. Dalet and yud. So the piece you take from a motzi is the yud from the upper matzah, plus a piece of a dalet from the middle matzah, not a piece of the vav. You're not allowed to touch the vav. Complicated? Should I tell you what we do with the vav? The vav is actually the part we hide. It's called the afikoman. Now you know what the vav is. So when you break it by half, one has to be big piece, one small. The dalet is a small, because gematria is 4, and the vav is big because gematria is 6. You getting it? It's fascinating, no? It's to know what we're doing. Any question on that? What do we do with the vav, vav, vav? That we use in the end, not in the end, before we go to dinner, you take, it's called korech, lettuce, maror, charoset, that's the sweet things, and you put a piece of that matzah in it, and you eat it together. Versteh, kafish, you guys look tired. You tired? Hello, everybody there. Sorry for the complicated class, sorry. It's good, it will stay like this for people who want to know later. Okay? So far, so good? So remember, the vav vav is from that. From that. So, what do I need to tell you more? I think most of the thing, you know. For example, we have 4 cup. You have 4 cup. So, the first cup, chokmah. The second cup, bina. So, why do we need 2 more? If it's chokmah, bina, dat. Dat always split to 2. The first cup of that is chasadim of that. Second cup of that, gvurot of that. You love it? You love it? It's good, huh, Michal? This year we're going to explain more. Yeah.
No, the second cup is
dinah.
And the third? Third is that, but the chasadim of that. Remember, it's split to 2. Every time, everything in that split to 2. And I said the beauty of it, because in that, you have the Egyptian and Pharaoh, they get all the way to that. Moses came from that. So that's why you could protect the Israelite. But they almost got to them. Once you pass that, that's a bridge. The universe will go to chaos for the rest. Shalom. So God had to make that take a place so the Egyptian and Pharaoh will not take over, benign, destroy everything. So that was the last place. And that's why the dat is in the neck. And the way you said the back of the neck in Hebrew is Oref. And Oref is the same letter as Pharaoh. Now you know where his name comes from. And that's why God is referred to the Israelite that they have stiff neck all the time. Kshe Oref. Now you know why, because we came from there. So, Kos Aleph, Elokin de Yudim, Moach de Chokhmah. So the first cup is katnut, so that's why it's Elohim, but with the additional of the yud, the A with yud. Second cup is Elohim, but additional of A in the A. So it's A, A. And Gimel v'dalet is chasadim v'gvurot. Both of them are with Aleph. One with Aleph with Yud Vav Yud, and one with Aleph Yud Vav Dalet. You remember the difference between the them? How the Aleph go? One Aleph, you write it with Yud Vav Yud, which is to do with chasadim. And one you write it with Yud Vav Dalet, it has to do with Gvurot, when it's come to Dad. You're having it? A way to help you remember, the word Dalet is come from the word Dala. Dala means poor. So poor always relate to Gvura. Yeah? And that's why you're not allowed to drink between the third cup and the fourth cup, ever. Why? Because it's that. Both of them are that. And if you make separation, it's a problem. Okay? That's basically the concept of the Seder. Now come the step. And in the step, of course, you have to know what's going on. Hopefully, those of you who make an effort to be here, we will explain every step. But we will explain deeper, like with meditation, with everything. It's very serious. You've been with us, most of you, last year. So you know that we stop on everything, and we want you to do the act as well. Not just the head table, because you got to do it. You got to do it. Maror, weeding maror, bitter herb. That's easy. So it's gimatria mavet. Moralic value is death. Right, that's, you already know. So you need to chew it. And if you swallow it, you have to do it again. You can't swallow the maror. This has come from the Talmud, not from the Zohar. It's halacha, it's a law. From the Maseret Pesachim. Okay? You know what I teach you just now? The Ari call what I just teach you? A short version. It's kind of funny, right? It's kind of, really? That's a short version? So what's the... That's, I guess, the long version. Because now we explain why Yesod of Zeh Anpin go to that, you know. But it's a lot of explanation, and I don't want to go to that because it's beautiful. I mean, I can go... But I just want to make sure I cover everything for you, like I promise. Here, that's the important here before I'm going, because yeah. So every part that we do, we will announce if we are in katnut, and if we are in gadlut, and what kind of katnut, what kind of gadlut, and what kind of letter we activating. So get ready for the seder. Come fresh, drink a lot of water before. So you really be ready. Really be ready that you're going to get everything that we want to give you. Now, the Ari repeat again the Maror for some reason. And he said, what's with the Maror? So, well, there is a trick here. All the klipot attached to the maror, because maror is the same numerical value as mavet, death. Now the klipot attached to it. When a person is selfish, when a person is an addict, when a person thinks about what can I get joy right now, it's an addict. It's dead. Still breathing, but it's dead. So you need to be sweetened, okay? So you have to put into the Maror the word Chaim, which is Sach, or Chas. So So what you meditate, this is a little bit complicated, but why not, you know, if we're already here.
What does Chaim mean?
Chaim, livelihood. So, because Baruch means death, and it's funny, how do you say lettuce in Hebrew? Chasa, which is Chaim, you know, which is life. I mean, I don't want to go, it's forever. I mean, it's never going to end, this thing. Or more than that, what he writes here is to meditate on the chewing. Now, if you want to go about the chewing, we have to take the letter Aleph again. What happens if you split the Aleph exactly in the line? What letter are you getting? Remember the Aleph I drew here? Let's say Yud Vav Yud. Yud Vav Yud, right? You get Yud Vav Yud from the Aleph. But what if I split the Vav by the middle? Do you see it in your mind? The Aleph, you see it? So I split it like this, diagonal. So now I get Yud Vav here and Yud Vav here, right? What is Yud and Vav in Gematria?
16.
How much teeth you have in the upper mouth? 16. How much you have in the lower? You want to meditate that too? My God. And what's the name of judgment? Adonai. So if you take, split the Aleph, 16, what left of Adonai after you take the Aleph?
64.
Oh, Din. Delet, Nun, Din, judgment. So he's chewing the judgment when you do the Maror. It's too much. I knew it's too much. Okay. I'm excited. That's not a good sign usually. Yeah. It's so beautiful. So gorgeous. This whole thing is gorgeous. Let's read more consciousness now, because otherwise I will go too far with that. And then I will enjoy and you go home confused. So it's not fair. I don't think it's fair. It's not kind of me to enjoy that. So let me give you a little bit consciousness of why this whole Pesach thing. All right. Here it is. This is from the Zohar Emor. Now, the Zohar Emor is taking you to a different level. Meaning, what does different level mean? To understand more, a different angle of what exactly happened in heaven at that time. Let's say it like that. In the night of Pesach, Malchut was face to face with Zer Anpin. And it was Tachlit HaGadlut. It was perfect Gadlut. Hare haya mibchinat itarutah de'le'ela bilvad. But it was only from above. That energy was only from above. To get Israel out of Egypt. Meaning, the Israelite didn't do anything below to justify that they will be ready to get out of Egypt. Otherwise, they wouldn't make it, that we spoke about it last time. After Pesach, as for Malchut, go back to Katnut again, going back to smallness, so you can build it. That's a process that has to take a place. And he continued. And he explained it like this. I'm going to teach you a specific thing, but that will take you too far. But I'm going to explain to you a specific thing. Hello. Thank you for coming. How are you? You good? We did some heavy duty thing. I think we lost a few people after that. Or people get smarter. Or people say, have a good day. Well, I'm not here to impress people. I'm here to teach. It's not my job to impress. Somebody else's job to impress. I want to teach them more the consciousness now from the Zohar, which is important as well. How is everybody on Facebook? You lost me? Are you watching me just because you said maybe you reveal this light? Or you understand what's going on? How are we doing there? Yeah. Just want to teach them the whole idea of Lechem Min HaShamayim so they can have that thing ready when Pesach is coming. But for some reason, I guess we're about to reveal big light. The page just cannot be found. I read it so many times, but Hashem, it's good. It's good for me. It's good for you. We are here to be patient, I guess. Nicole is online. We found her. We were looking for Nicole. We found her online. It's good. It's good. Good. Here it is. There is two levels to the Malchut. Matzav Aleph, Miterem Meuta. First level is before the Malchut becomes small. What does that mean? We always have to go back to Wednesday. And on Wednesday, when God created the sun and the moon, the sun and the moon were equal. It was no different. Shneem kiblu mibina. Both of them receive light from Bina. Hi, Judith, good to hear from you. Both of them receive light from Bina. Zer and Pin receive the Chasadim. And the Malchut receive Chokhmah. Now you need to know the different type of light. Light of Chokhmah, light of wisdom, is a stronger light, but you can see it if there is nothing to reveal it. Like we study, Talmud Eser Sfirot. Light of Chasadim is a weaker light, but it's been revealed already. So what happened? ולא הייתה צריכה לקבל בזה רנפין מצב, in the beginning, before the צמצום, before the contraction, זה רנפין would receive directly חסדים from Bina, and מלכות receiving direct light of wisdom. Both of them receiving light directly from Bina, one receiving light of wisdom, one receiving light of mercy. Second situation, after God said to the moon, go make yourself smaller, which is a code. What's the code? And what is God? God being the center column. Center column, make yourself smaller. Why? Because if you keep revealing the light of Chokhmah, light of wisdom, that light may be strong, but it cannot be used to anything. Because nobody can receive light of Chokhmah. Nobody. It's burning. It's like living next to the sun. You have good weather there for about half a second. Okay? And then you burn. Because there is no filter. Chasadim is only filter. So it's not enough light. So now, second condition, the light that Malchut receive is have to be received from Zeher Anpin. Now look at that. That's a kick for Rav Ashlag. How do you call the original nourishment coming from the divine to Bina to Malchut? How do we call that type of light? You'll be shocked what Rav Ashlag said. That situation called matzah. There's a name for it, matzah. Now you know what the matzah represents. When we eat matzah on that evening, you're actually eating from the original light that used to be in the time of creation. I think it's exciting. When you eat chametz, that is the light after the tzimtzum. After God said to the Malchut, diminish yourself. So if you eat bread during the time of Pesach, it's not just about wrong thing. It's stupid. I'm telling you, I left $1 million in your house. And you tell me, yeah, but I gotta go to work. What about your $1 million? Well, I didn't see it yet, but I gotta go to work. Vashtag now said, there is good and bad in both situations. Matzav Aleph, Matzav Bet. The good news about the first situation, when the light of Chokmah go directly to Malchut, and light of Chasadim go directly to Zeranpin. And they are equal, Malchut and Zeranpin are equal. The bad news about it, but the good news, they are equal, all the light coming down. When Malchut received from left column of Bina only, there is no Chasadim. So that light, as I said before, cannot be revealed. So what do we call that light that comes down, that cannot be revealed? Poor man bread or matzah? Why do we call it poor man bread? Should call it the real light. Because everything is there, but it's not revealed. Capish? It's there, cannot be revealed. Fahme? Okay? The second situation after the Tzimtzum is good and bad. The good news that Malchut receiving from Zeranpin and it includes Chasadim and Chokmah. So now there is some light. There is, it's shining, it's revealed. The bad news is that there is so much less light coming to Malchut, and she cannot receive light from Bina. Whatever she receives from Zeranpin. And what do we call that level? Bread from the sky. Remember when the Israelites received the manna? Say, I'm giving you bread from the sky. What is sky? Zeranpin. Very good. Bread from the sky is that light. Because it's not really yours. You're receiving it from Shamayim, which is Zeranpin. And we're calling that bread doing Passover, Chametz or Seor. Because then the Klipot can capture it doing Passover. Because doing Passover, you have to reveal tremendous amount of light. Tremendous amount of light that's been revealed. What is the tremendous amount of light that's been revealed on Passover? It's the original light that our God created the world. So we are experiencing the end of the Tikkun for a few hours. Mamash, end of the Tikkun, Mashiach. Bad news, it's gone the next day. It's the only holiday that there is no procedure that need to be done, that all the light revealed in 1 second. Once you drink the first sip of wine, everything come out, all the light. Once you buy the matzah, another boost of energy come out. So you actually, it's everything. Can you hold it? No. Doesn't matter what you're going to do, it's gone. Doesn't matter what you're going to do. If you're counting the Omer, then by Shavuot, that light that you read on the Seder waiting for you on Shavuot. That's why you're counting. You're counting so you can be included in building of a desire for you that will be able to hold the capacity and the fulfillment that the light want to give. Because the light want to give more than you want to receive. And if you continue as you are, being selfish, being greedy, being a victim, being addictive, all those things, a small vessel. An addict are small vessel people. That's why they're addict. They look for too small. They want to be happy for 5 minutes. Can an addict get high forever? The answer is no. No. Somebody who is addicted to sex, addicted to food, and everything has an end because it comes from the Klipot. So everything that comes from the Klipot has an end. That's why addiction cannot be forever. It either kill you, or either you satiate it from that. Never can be endless joy there. There is an end even in that. For that reason, we need to build a vessel that can handle endless amount of joy and fulfillment that the light want to give. But for that, you have to create something big. When do you create it? On Passover, Passover you test it. Day after Passover, you start building. So when Shavuot come, we stay awake all night, we read the Torah. Why? Why? Because at Shavuot, and whoever is not doing it, again, with the right meditation, it's another dinner. Right? Meditation and Shavuot, you capture all that light, and you have to wait till the morning. Many people go in the middle of the night, the Torah, goodbye. Without the morning, Musaf, you know, it's long, tough condition. You have to wait for the Musaf of the morning. After everything, it's in the end. Like to stay extra, just to the Musaf. At that point, it's about 1.5 seconds, and you get all the injection of what you did for Pesach. How long it take? 1.5 seconds. So you're actually working so hard to feel Passover. You don't need to work. You just need to know what you're doing. And you're going to do the meditation. You're going to feel it. But to capture that feeling forever, till at least Rosh Hashanah, at least Rosh Hashanah, you have to know what you're doing. And you have to do at the Musaf in the morning, that meditation, take care of miracle. Miracle. Because many people ask me, they say, how come there is some people who did look at Shavuot meditation and they didn't have exactly a good time between Shavuot and Rosh Hashanah? They suffer, some get sick, some have accident. What happened to all those things Rabbi Isaac Luria promised? Rabbi Isaac Luria said, Lo ya'ara lo shum nezek. A person who do that, no damage will happen to that person. Rabbi Isaac Luria promised 1 year, not 3 months, 1 year. Got to do it right. Now, if somebody in the room, damage it for everybody, it can happen. You have to be careful. That's why it's not just to stay awake. Some people are busy being awake on Shavuot. No, you got to know what you're doing. Don't just be awake. You study. You got to know what you're doing.